Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 23rd of December. It's almost Grimbo, and you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello and good afternoon. We've made it through a year, Paul
Andrews. We have. Another one.
I know.
Another one bites the dust. Yeah.
Who is our show sponsor today, may I ask?
Our show sponsor today is Cleantech, and we're going to be talking to Cleantech later on in the program.
We are. We're going to find out all about restoring our floors.
Which, yeah.
Certainly, there's some floors I know that need restoring.
I bet.
Paul Andrews.
After you've been on them. A few dance floors she's made a mess of recently, I tell you, listener.
Now, look, there's a frisson in the air because it is Christmas, listener.
Is there?
And we've got lovely Adrian.
I thought it was tinsel, but you're telling me it's frisson.
No, there's a frisson. A lovely Adrian as well, who's a veteran of the Business Bunker.
He is indeed.
And poor John doesn't know what's going to hit him on the show today, John Lynham. But I'm sure he's going to have a lovely time. But before we go, and I would like to present you with your Christmas
My
present.
My birthday present, yeah.
Your birthday suit. Your Christmas present.
Go on then.
It got ripped in transit.
All right, go on.
It's quite heavy.
Oh, blimey. Have I got to undo it?
Very heavy, yeah.
And okay, thank you.
From me, with lots of love. And see if you like it.
It's an old age accessories and bald head polishing kit. Jules, thank you so much.
Well, I thought, you know, for keeping your allure. And then something else.
What?
So a huge parcel.
Yeah. Well,
it's like pass the parcel, isn't it?
It is.
He's getting all... But I know you'll love the polishing kit, don't you, for your head?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the next one's being opened now. It's making a lot of noise, isn't it?
Yeah, go on then.
What you got?
I don't know, I can't open it. It's a bag of carrots. Thank you, Jules.
Well, not just any carrots, Paul Andrews.
Organic carrots.
Riverford organic. Yeah. To
Thank
keep
you.
Your snake hips in trim throughout 2015. Now, listen, it's a standing joke that Paul Andrews does live on carrots, so you'll love that. It saves you scrumping.
They're nice. Actually.
Well, happy Christmas.
And thank you.
Thank you for mine.
Yeah, what did I buy you?
Well, you bought me a lovely couple of bottles of Prosecco, which I've had on the Superior Show, the Scoff and Quaff Show.
She's already down one of them, listener.
Yes.
But it is 1 o'clock.
I had it on the Superior Show, and I added a little bit of... Oh, those carrots are crunchy, aren't they?
They're very crunchy.
Yeah, carrot cruncher. Mm. They were delivered to me this morning. No, yesterday morning. From the lovely Liz and Caroline.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, if the Twitter was anything to go by.
Yeah, I would advise you perhaps to wash them before you crunch them.
That's the best bit of them.
They come straight out of the field.
That's the best bit of them.
Do you get the taste and the crunch? Aren't they lovely?
Yeah. Bit of mud.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Well... Tis organic.
It is. Anyway.
Yes.
Enough of that. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Mm.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
We'd like to hear from you, though, the listeners out there, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can give us a call on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had a few tweets in already, and I shall read some of them right now. Alpaca Annie has tweeted in.
Oh, she's listening.
Wishing us all a Merry Christmas. They were outside earlier.
Yeah, with a hunt.
There was a big meeting outside, and Alpaca Annie, which is where we're based here in the Channel Radio studio, is on Alpaca Annie's farm.
There were no beagles, were there? There were
there weren't any
huskies.
Dogs.
Huskies, I thought you said.
No, that's next door. That wasn't them. Nothing to do with a hunt.
I thought that somebody had a sore throat.
No. Pete next door. Animal World.
Oh, the one with the skunk?
Yeah. And a porcupine, Fred. Mm. He's got some huskies, and in the next few weeks they're doing husky sleigh rides here.
That's a great idea, isn't
it? Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Not porcupine sleigh rides.
No, don't think that would work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've also had a tweet from Angela, Another Journey Begins, and she's listening in, thank you. And the lovely folks at Rift Accounting have said, please can you wish an adventurous Christmas to all Rifties, past, present and yet to be, and to you and Jules.
Well,
thank you for all the folks over there at Rift Accounting in Ashford. Thank you very much for that. And the lovely Mr. Oliver McNeil, photographer to the stars.
I love him.
Yeah.
But he does get you in a slightly better light than me.
He does,
indeed.
Yes. He said, Vanilla Wave, Jules Serkin, have a wonderful Business Bunker show today and Merry Christmas. So thank you for that, Oliver. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can read an email.
Okay. Well, I've got some... This is from the... That's carrot crunching. They are good carrots, aren't they?
Brilliant carrots.
That would be your best Christmas present ever.
Ever.
Yeah. And I expect lots of selfies of you.
Can't have eaten it.
Now, my superior show, which is on 11 to 12, Adrian, as you know very well, the Scoff and Quaff show, we had a great, great couple of guests, three guests. We had Canon Caroline Pinchbeck.
Canon and Ball.
Canon Caroline Pinchbeck.
The Chuckle Brothers.
We also had Rachel Ledwith from Gleaning Kent, and we had Farmer Charles Tassel, who dressed up for me, as he always does. And they were talking about food banks and all sorts. So if you're interested in donating or helping with food that's left over, not leftovers, but you know what I mean, please go on to www.scoffquaff.co.uk, and the show will be up to listen again later on this evening. I am sorry about my co-presenter. His manners are terrible. But what Farmer Charles popped into my paw is quite exciting. It's called the Detling Package, and it's an amazing corporate...
Charles popped a Detling Package in your paw.
Okay. I know. I love a farmer. It's an amazing corporate hospitality package available. I'm hoping that Business Bunker might take me. This is for... Put my glasses on for this. A table of 10, it's £2,300 plus VAT, or individual tickets, £250 plus VAT. This is corporate hospitality packages. All sorts of packages available. You get champagne and complimentary drinks and three-course cold luncheon. But what is it to see, you may ask? It's to see Elton John and his band. And it's Sunday the 31st of May, and it's very close to my birthday, Paul Andrews. I think you'll find.
When's your birthday, George?
May the 26th.
Is it really?
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. I'll make a note of that in my disposable notebook.
Well, I reckon that's my birthday weekend. It's at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone. Why is it there? I thought it said Detling.
Detling is out somewhere. So,
is it? My geography's not
her
good.
Her geography's appalling, and Detling ought to thank its lucky stars that she called it Detling. I mean, because normally she mispronounces every Kent name anyway.
I thought Detling was sort of out in the wilds on that main road as you go along the whatever it is, A2 something rather. Anyway, Elton John and his band, tickets are on sale now, and it's at the Kent Event Centre, Kent Showground, Detling, near Maidstone, and it's Sunday the 31st of May 2015, very close to my birthday.
Is it anywhere near your birthday, Jules?
Very. There's a 24-hour credit line.
Is this a big one?
Have you got a pen? Yeah, I'll be 39.
Really?
The card hotline is 08448244824. You can go online at ticketmaster.co.uk or axs.com. You can also go for more details to eltonjohn.com or martial-arts.com to find out about your VIP and corporate tickets. Now, if you want to contact Alison Wallington at the Detling Showground, you can go to alison@kenteventcentre.co.uk. Fabulous, I shall be going. There's also a post-event bar, which sounds even nearly as good as Elton John.
Oh, blimey.
Post-event.
Oh, blimey, do they know what they've let themselves in for?
I'm putting that in my handbag.
Cool, okay, thank you for that.
Notice I say handbag.
Handbag?
Yeah, because my young son...
A handbag?
Yes, because my young son, for years, was spelling H-A-M-B-A-G.
Handbag. Yes, but...
Where you keep your ham in.
But
it's wrong.
But Shay, I can fully understand that misunderstanding, because if anybody cares to look into Jules's handbag, it is on the whole stuffed with food and drink.
Well, you
if you
know.
Rummage, if you rummage around in Jules' ham bag, you will indeed find ham, pasta, bit of salad, couple of bottles of Prosecco, half empty,
yeah.
A tube of what was it?
Tube of Prosecco.
No.
Barocca.
Barocca.
Oh, always.
For making your butt's fizz.
Yeah.
Because she thinks that's medicine.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Barocca and Prosecco is a Jules medicinal butt's fizz.
Listen, to keep going working with you, young man, you know, I need all the help I can get, frankly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got an email here.
Go on then.
From Kent Invicta Chamber, and it's about a networking meeting, including a full English breakfast, and it's taking place from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And it's only £15 plus VAT for Chamber members, and it's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your product, services, and explain how you can help other businesses. There's also a guest speaker, and the guest speaker is Emma Cox from Cox Consultants. Kelsey, and she's going to be talking about promoting yourself and your business using LinkedIn. And that's taking place on Wednesday, the 14th of January, at the Cote Brasserie, Blue Water in Dartford. Oh, sorry, and the guest speaker at that is also Hilary Steele from Kent Ideas. And Hilary's also the editor of the Kent Women in Business magazine.
She does lots, actually. Mm. She's lots of things.
Yeah. So do get along to that. I'm getting all confused now. Sorry, let me start that again. So Emma is speaking at the event on Wednesday the 14th of January at the Cote Brasserie, Blue Water, Dartford. And Hilary is speaking at the event on Friday the 16th of January at the Tudor Park in Maidstone.
What are those dates?
That's Wednesday the 14th of January, Cote Brasserie, Blue Water, breakfast with the Kent and Victor Chamber and Emma Cox. And then Friday the 16th of January at the Tudor Park Maidstone with the lovely Hilary Steele and Kent and Victor Chamber for brekkie.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Very nice.
If you want to book your place on that, you can go to their website, which is kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. And as always, all of these links are on the Kent Business Radio website for you to follow up at your leisure.
And Samson Gass has said, woohoo, Jules Serkin. They're all going to be there to see Elton John.
Are they?
You see, so we
nice
can
one,
join
Danny.
Them, perhaps squeeze in on the Business Bunker. If it's the Business Bunker corporate hospitality, then the bill's on you, isn't it? If it's the Scoff and Quaff, then the bill's on me.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I think Business Bunker would really like to go.
So you're going with Danny, are you?
Well, I
that'll
thought
be
you,
a guess.
You and her. Yes, I thought you and I could all go, couldn't we? Have a little party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, there's a Digital in Kent conference. It's on the 19th of March. This is the diary date, listener. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone. And they say they're delighted to announce that Google is speaking at the next Digital in Kent conference. I'm not sure it's Google itself. I think it might be a spokesman for Google.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside them, there's a stunning lineup of seven keynote speakers who are at the leading innovative edge of digital and social media world. So it's the 19th of March. That's Junction 8 on the M20. And let's have a look who the speakers are. For Google, it's Thomas Power. Bob Barker, that's a good one for you, Adrian, and Warren Knight, Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost, and Luke Quilter. I've heard of Luke.
Luke runs Sleeping Giant Media in Folkestone.
Yeah, that's why I've heard of him. And also you can get more details on the website, which is www.digitalinkent.co.uk. They have an early bird special booking, which ends in January and will not be repeated. So the price is £67 plus VAT, includes full refreshments and luncheon. Again, www.digitalinkent.co.uk. As always, all details will be on the Kent Business Radio website.
I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to that as well?
I'm chairing it.
As well as Elton John?
I'm chairing that. I'm not chairing Elton John. Yeah. Now, the Digital in Kent conferences are always brilliant. They're really good. And they're going from strength to strength.
Well,
I'm really looking forward to that.
Speakers sound amazing, apart
absolutely.
From perhaps the chair.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a tweet from Gullens Employment, Gullens Lawyers over
Hello.
In Maidstone. And they say, sorry, we can't listen live today as we're off to our Christmas party. But wishing you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll listen again later. Thank you, everybody over at Gullens Law and Gullens HR for that, and enjoy your Christmas party.
Well, I was reading, in fact, I tweeted some of their Christmas party, sort of safety issues and things. It's quite interesting, you know, that the etiquette of tweeting where you snog your boss under the printing machine and things
like that.
You know, don't put your derriere on the printer and all that. They didn't say that.
More photocopiers are broken by people sitting on them than any other cause.
Really? What, at Christmas parties or generally?
Just generally photographing their nether regions.
Derriere.
Yeah.
Not sure yours would fit on, would it? You need quite a big printer, wouldn't you? Don't you think?
Do you know what?
Tunage?
I think we're going to play a bit of Mariah Carey.
Oh, lovely.
What do you reckon?
Well, all I want for Christmas is Elton John tickets.
There.
Not too much to ask, is it?
True.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures. Independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk. I'm off my jack, keep your hands
off my stack. Jobs in Kent are com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 23rd of December, just 2 days to go until the lovely, lovely Christmas holidays.
You know, my gravy is, I started it yesterday.
No, you hum it and I'll sing along. Is it a carol?
No, it's not a carol.
Oh, right.
She's not here. Okay. Yeah, started my little carcass simmering yesterday.
Carcass simmering? You simmered your carcass, haven't
yeah,
you?
Have.
Yeah, it needs a bit of a simmer, really.
Peeled
doesn't
it off the.
It needs reducing. Your carcass needs reducing.
Needs reducing down.
It does, yeah.
I know. It's been said quite a few times.
So what are you reducing your carcass for? What is this gravy?
Well, I always make my gravy from scratch, Adrian.
I make mine from turkey carcass, but there you go.
Do you?
Yeah.
I make mine from scratch.
Yeah.
And it starts simmering, and then tonight I'll go home and add my onions and garlic and get it all simmered down, and then of course Christmas Day a few bits of veg water and all that, and maybe a little callow stock cube if I cheat. It's very
good.
Tasty.
Well, I'm pleased for that.
And then I've got my sprouts with lardons. I've got to prepare them. They've been on since October, and they've been simmering nicely since October. Little lardons and some double cream going in with them.
Oh, good. I'm glad we know your menu.
Then I've got red cabbage with...
Really? Are we going to go through the whole of your holiday menu now, are we?
Riverford red cabbage with almonds and apples, which is delicious.
Lovely.
Adrian, a little bit of cider.
We were going to talk to Adrian, but I think we'll just discuss her menu now. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
No, actually, I think I prefer to speak to Adrian, to be quite frank.
Let's talk about Adrian.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show a long-term supporter of this show, Mr. Adrian Kearney of AK Perks Services. Adrian, welcome back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Adrian was telling me before we came on air that the lovely Alex Waterton is manning the fort at the moment.
Yes.
Back there with AK Pet Services. I tried to persuade tried to persuade everybody that we ought to put in a call to Alex asking him to come and pick up our crocodile, but but nobody wanted to do that to him. So Alex, if you're out there listening, mate, you got away with that, but take care of Samson, won't you?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't worry if he was manning the fort. He's very efficient.
Who Alex is? Yeah, absolutely. Adrian, thanks for coming back on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back here. Why don't you tell the listener a bit about what it is that you do in AK Pet Services, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. The basic job that I do is transporting people's animals to the vets, cattery, kennels and the groomers. Basically people that don't have their own transport. And obviously, like with emergencies that... obviously, animal needs to be handled carefully, and obviously, people don't want to put it into their own car if it's injured.
And some people, of course, can't drive, but still want a pet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can't take them into taxis very.
No.
Well, that's something I wanted to talk about, because a lot of people just kind of call a cab, but a lot of cab companies won't do it, and they're not really supposed to either, are they?
No. Well, they can, but obviously, what's been happening a lot this year, a cab company or a taxi driver turns up and then says, "Oh, sorry, I can't take that. That dog's too big," or whatever. So obviously, my service is coming a lot better this year because of that.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, you get all the kind of things like, you know, if an animal's injured or whatever, yep. the taxi driver takes one look and says, you're not bleeding all over the back of my car.
No. And, you know, to be fair to the taxi drivers, because, you know, obviously they do get criticised about that. Obviously, they've got to look at the next customer
they pick up.
And, you know, there's a lot more allergies about and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously they've got to think of that as well.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you and the service you offer, you are licensed to carry animals.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that and what that involves and why that is.
Yeah. The whole reason I started up the service was that my wife, who runs a veterinary practice, she's a practice manager, was getting clients that couldn't get to the vets because of transport issues, i.e. taxis. So she suggested I ought to look into it. And what happened was I spoke to DEFRA about carrying animals. There was a lot of red tape, to be fair, paperwork and stuff to go through. But I've got to say, DEFRA's help desk were very helpful and guided me through all the paperwork. So I got, obviously, licensed stroke, get the better insurances to cover me.
Okay, cool. So you're based in the Medway area,
yeah,
but you cover quite a large area. Where do you cover these days?
Well, to be honest with you, I will go near enough anywhere if, right. you know, obviously, as long as people are prepared to pay the price for me to go out of the area. Right. I was very lucky about 3 months ago. I had to take a cat that had a fractured pelvis to Fitzpatrick's referral centre down in Surrey.
Right.
And obviously I got there with this cat, and it was a very funny experience, because obviously I didn't expect to meet Noel Fitzpatrick at all. I got called into this consulting room, took the cat in with me, and there was Noel Fitzpatrick explaining about the cat and the x-ray up, talking to this film crew that were filming him. And then he turned around to me and said, how did this happen? And of course, you know, I had to turn around and say, well, I don't know. And the way he looked at me, he had to say, what do you mean you don't know? And I explained, obviously, what I was doing there and, you know, my service. And he was very impressed. He spoke to me for about 20 minutes or so. And then took me through to his secretary to take all my details. And he said, obviously, now we've got someone we know that, you know, an animal needs to come from Kent. We've got someone we can rely on that can bring the animal.
Absolutely. It's an odd thing, isn't it? Because there isn't many services like yours available.
No.
And one of the problems with it as a business is because people aren't used to it being available, they don't always look for it.
No. And, you know, I've found it very hard being able to advertise it. I've spent a lot of money on advertising, but it hasn't really worked. What has worked is the vets, the catteries, the kennels, and the groomers, and word of mouth. You know, those are the things that have helped to actually grow the business.
Sorry, Jules is opening another bottle because it is almost some day of the week or something.
Topping up, darling.
No, absolutely. But it is about getting the word out there.
Yes.
And once people know you're there, and it's like anything, isn't it? People, even people listening now, will think, oh, that's interesting. Mm. And then it will go out of their head until the day that their cat comes in or their dog coughs or whatever. And
that's
they think,
right.
oh, God, how am I going to get it to the vets?
Well, kennel cough. Is that still around, kennel cough?
Yes, it's around all the time.
Yeah.
Well, have you got it?
No, I'm feeling...
Jules has got kennel cough.
I'm feeling a bit hoarse. That's a...
I've told you to stop doing that. The horse doesn't like it.
What is the... Because you did some stuff picking up poor animals that had been in RTAs, didn't you? Traffic accidents.
Yeah.
What happened with that? Because there was a bit of an iffy time there.
Sometimes I get called out by the police, because obviously police have got my number now, and sometimes it's the emergency vets that will call me out or give my number out to go to incidents like that. And sometimes I actually pick a vet up and a nurse to actually go to an incident like that, or to a home visit, because obviously with the sort of home visits they do with the emergency vets, the vets don't actually know the client you know, if it was their own vets, obviously the vet knows that particular client.
Sure.
So obviously that helps, you know, that extra bit of security when you're going there. The other thing is, obviously, if the animal has to be removed from the house or from an incident, then obviously I've got the vehicle necessary to remove the animal. Plus I'm licensed to obviously carry oxygen, so if they need to put an oxygen tent on the vehicle, they can.
Right, cool. Okay.
Interesting. And what are you seeing with insurance? Because we were chatting before the show about, I mean, I know listeners, if you're like me, you've had a pet insured and they always wriggle out of it, the insurance.
What, the pets?
The insurers always...
Oh, you insured your snake? No. Has it wriggled out of it?
Oh, God. It's one of those shows.
Sorry.
No, my little dog, but they wriggled out of paying for... she had an incontinence problem. She's young, but she was she's a rescue. My co-present is snorting this and that, but when you love an animal and you rescue it and then suddenly it has a problem, I'm paying now monthly bills. And this... I'm with actually quite a reputable insurer. Won't mention them on air. A farming one, but they wriggled out of this monthly payment. So, what would you say about that?
Well, it's an issue that I've got at the moment. I've got four clients at the moment. They're elderly clients. They're all housebound. Rely heavily on obviously myself going to pick their animal up to take it to the vets. And in one case, this lady's paid over £2,000 in veterinary bills to be told by the insurance company she can't get a penny back from them.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
So what recommendations have you got?
Well, my main recommendation is you need to really look in to it before you take the insurance out, you know, because there is a lot of clauses in the different insurance companies. Yeah. Because they're cheap, it doesn't mean they're any good. You know, you've got to be very, very careful because there are get-out clauses, you know. And obviously one of the most important things is finding out if you take a rescue dog on what problems it's had in the past because obviously insurance company won't cover that.
Yeah.
So like in your case, Jules, if it had an incontinence problem before, then that's their get-out clause. Oh, well, your animal has already been diagnosed with a problem relating to that, so we won't pay out.
Yeah.
My main thing I would say to people, if you get a new pet, is you're better off doing a direct debit into a separate account, you know, putting £50 a month away, so the money's there when you require it to, you know, have the work done, you know, on your pet. Because then, obviously, when the year comes up, you know, with insurance companies, a lot of them, they won't, if you've had an issue with a particular illness, they won't cover it in the following year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's, you know, if you've got a new pet, a puppy, from day one, then, you know, put money aside each month.
Absolutely.
So actually do it yourself.
So do it yourself, yeah. Save your own money.
High interest account.
Yeah. No, good idea.
Very good. What's happening in for next year? You've got plans?
Well, there's a lot of things in the pipeline. I'm waiting on to see if they, you know, obviously produce fruit from it. But you know, looking at the months this year compared to last year, I've increased the pet business between 200% and 300% on last year. So obviously it's going the right way. So you know, I'm just going to carry on, obviously working hard to make sure that people know about me out there, and you know, go from there, really.
Absolutely.
So it'll be a standalone business by itself.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Keep on keeping on.
What
you do is brilliant. It really is something that's needed.
Yeah.
And it's a question of getting the word out there, because people don't know it exists and they don't think about it. You know, people, you know what it's like. It's like anything, isn't it? When you're under stress because, you know, something's happened, you think, oh, you know, you're upset because your pet's not well or whatever, and also the costs involved, and you don't think, who was that bloke I heard on the radio 6 months ago?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's...
Write the number down now.
So write the number down, write the website down, get to know it, have it handy, and then if you ever need it, you know where to find it.
Plus, Paul Andrews, what I was thinking is, you know, we're all working harder and harder and harder. We can't take time off work. So call Adrian, get the dog or the cat or the alligator taken care of while you carry on working.
Malaysian civet.
Oh, those. Well, you know, civet poo is used in coffee, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you tried some?
No, I haven't. No, but the reason I said Malaysian civet is when Adrian arrived at the studio next door, we have a chap called Pete Thompson who's got a small animal world next door.
Mm.
And I introduced Adrian to him. And the first thing he said was, oh, I need someone to transport my Malaysian civet. I don't even know what a Malaysian civet is.
It's something that eats coffee granules, I think.
Quite possibly, but it sounds mildly vicious.
Yeah.
Do you know what a civet is?
I don't, no.
No, well, you're going to find out.
Yes, it's
I know it's a wild cat of some kind.
Yeah. It's very odd, where our studios are, because the other day I woke up in the middle of the night in a sweat, and I thought to myself, was there really a pink skunk thing wandering in and out of our studio? And then I asked Vanilla Web, and there actually was a pink, furry, what was it, some sort of skunky
thing. It's a skunk.
Wasn't it a ferret, though? There was a pink ferret that came wandering.
There's a pinkish ferret, but there's a skunk
as
also.
Well. Fred?
Yeah. No, Fred's the porcupine.
Oh, right. Something smelly.
I can't remember what the skunk's called.
Oh,
lollipop? Lollipop,
track.
I think, is a skunk. Yeah.
But from time to time, they just wander in the studio.
Mm. Yeah, they do.
There's a very nice chocolate Labrador as well. He comes in.
Yeah. Adrian, thank you so much for that. Give us a shout out for your website, your Twitter handle, and all that kind of stuff so people can find you and track you down.
My Twitter handle is at AK Pet Service, and my website is www.akpetservice.co.uk, and my telephone number is 0772 589 511.
Say that again.
Fantastic.
It's The telephone number is 0772 589 511.
Brilliant. Cool. Put it in your mobile phone now.
Yeah. We will put a link to Adrian's website. Well, it's actually already on there. There's a link to Adrian's website on the Kent Business Radio website. You can find it both under today's show, which is show number 205, and you can also find a link to Adrian in our community page. We have a community page on the Kent Business Radio website where we link things such as Adrian's service, and it is in fact already there under akpetservice.co.uk.
Yeah.
So do check that out. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us again on the Business Bunk Show. Lovely to hear from you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We were talking about you bringing young Samson in sometime if we can.
Unfortunately, I didn't have enough time to go to the owner's house this morning. Otherwise, Samson would have been on the show, sitting on Jules's shoulder, maybe.
Whistling at her.
Yes.
Because Samson, for those of you that don't know, is an African grey parrot.
Yeah.
With a natty turn of phrase.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a wolf whistle.
Yes, and a wolf whistle.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we look forward to meeting Samson at some point. But for the moment, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. As I stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
AK Pet Services, folks, you know where to go if you need help transporting a pet of any kind.
The Institute of Directors have an event coming up. It's How Leaders Communicate with Richard Newman, who's the director of Body Talk UK. This sounds very interesting. It's on the 14th of January of next year, 2015, at Eastwell Manor. Great venue in Ashford. And your sat-nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 25, 4, H for Harry, R for Roger. It's 7:45 kick-off until 10:30, and member price is £10 plus VAT. And that's with Richard Newman of Body Talk UK. So I reckon that might be about... body language.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, I find body language fascinating. The fact that every time Paul Andrews looks at me, he frowns and crosses his arms and sighs. What do you think, Adrian? I'll take that as a yes. Institute of Directors have also Kent Latest Economic Forecast with Phil Eckersley, and he's from the Bank of England. This is on the 22nd of January 2015, and it's at the Tudor Marriott Hotel. And there's a golf club there too. And that's Ashford Road, Maidstone. ME14 4NQ for Quebec. And that also is 7:45 to 10:30. And the member price is £15 plus VAT.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Jules. We've had loads more tweets. We've had Training Kent on Twitter, who says they're listening to the show. And also, Johnny Jensen of Live and Social has wished us all a Merry Christmas and says he's enjoying listening to the Business Bunker show.
He sent us a lovely card.
He did indeed.
And also our lovely lawyer friend sent us a card.
Andrew from Lawyer Fair.
Yeah, them of the duck.
Them of the famous duck on air.
Yes.
Yeah. The Bridge Trust, Vanilla Webb, happy Christmas to you and all on the Business Bunker Show. I've enjoyed listening to the show this year and look forward to coming on the Bunker in January. And that's from John Hanley at the Bridge Trust. So thank you, John, and we look forward to having you on the show in the new year.
There's an after-hours networking, which is for Kent Invicta Chamber. It's 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. And they say there's no need to book, you can just turn up. So Tuesday the 6th of January, they're back with a bang at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. And also Tuesday the 6th of January at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. On the 20th of January, you've got the Friends of the Wisdom Hospice, and that's in Rochester. And also on the Tuesday the 20th of January, you've got the Abbott's Barton Hotel. Nice little brownie there, you can have a chocolate brownie. Also Tuesday the 27th of January, you've got the Best Western Russell Hotel, Maidstone. If you'd like to book that, you can go onto their website, which is kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events, or you can phone 01233 503 838.
Fabulous, thank you. Now, with one application, you could enter three prestigious awards for the Kent Invicta Chamber, the Kent Excellence in Business Awards, and the British Chamber of Commerce National Awards. Is your business doing well? Are you proud of what you've achieved? Why not shout about it and try for a well-deserved award? Share your successes and get the recognition you deserve by entering the Kent Invicta Chamber's 2015 awards. Entering awards can give you the chance to show your clients, customers and competitors how successful you are. It's an invaluable promotion for opportunities. It's a powerful PR and marketing tool. It gives you recognition throughout the county. It's a boost for staff morale and further recruitment. And you also get an engraved glass trophy. Cool. The winners of the Chamber Awards 2015 will be announced at a gala dinner to be held at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on Tuesday the 24th of March 2015 in the precincts of the historic Canterbury Cathedral. So if you'd like to find out about how to enter all of those, one entry will get you into all three of those awards. You just go to www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk and search out awards entry. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Venom Tech, who says, enjoying listening to the last Business Bunker show of 2014. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. Thank you to Steve and the team over on Discovery Park at Venom Tech. They've also sent a tweet with a link to a photograph of the world's only venomous primate.
What is it?
It's some kind of
monkey.
Loris, which is a primate, small monkey thing.
What is a loris?
It's a small monkey thing, I just told you.
Is it like a sloth?
No, it's a small monkey thing. It's a primate.
Is it one of those ones with those long tendril fingers that hang on branches upside down?
No, that's an octopus. Now, this is a primate. It's definitely a little monkey.
Okay, I'm going to have a look. Is there
I would. That's the easiest way of doing it. Apparently, it's poisonous.
Really?
Apparently.
So it would spit at you?
Quite possibly. I don't suppose it walks over and kind of mixes something and pours it in your tea. I mean,
if you listen to show 69 of Scoff and Quaff Superior Show, you know there's arsenic even in rice.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we
do
know that.
You don't need to mix with primates.
But it wasn't the monkey. What done it?
No.
That's the thing.
It was the farmer sprayed it.
It was the farmer what sprayed it.
Now we're going to get hey, farmer,
actually, technically, what you've just done, Jules, is you've just disputed what Steve and the team at Venomtech said.
Have I?
Yeah, because they said that their monkey was the world's only poisonous primate, and you've just identified a farmer who is also a primate.
Well, they're the ones
that has been spraying arsenic about. So there's two of them
in the 70s.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from the Herbs Palsy Group.
Oh, we love them.
Yeah, we do. Thank you to Vanilla Webb, Jules Serkin, Cares Wins, Angela, AJB Angela, for all your invaluable support during 2014. And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And thank you. And thank you to the people at the Herbs Palsy Charity who do a fabulous job supporting, mentoring and raising awareness and information about a little known birth problem. Yeah, which is Herbs Palsy. So all power to you. Keep
lovely,
on keeping on.
Fantastic load of work that they do there.
Yeah. Give them a follow on the Twitter at Herbs Palsy. That's Herbs Palsy Group. Herbs Palsy Group. Follow them on the Twitter, please.
And a big hello to Telcare Limited, telecommunications company. And they're saying a big hello. And their website is www.telcare.co.uk. TELCare.
Fantastic.
Give them a follow.
There's a networking breakfast with guest speaker Damien Collins, MP. He's the MP for Folkestone. And it's on Friday the 23rd of January at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone, 7:15 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. Members £15 plus VAT. There will be an opportunity to meet new contacts and generate business leads while sharing ideas and experiences with like-minded business people. Throughout the course of the morning, we will serve you a full English breakfast and tea and coffee. And that's another Kent Invicta Chamber event. And that's taking place on Friday the 23rd of January in Folkestone at the lovely Burlington Hotel. You can do one more email, please, Jules. February. And then I think we'll play some more tunage.
Is it going to be a Christmassy one?
It is. You know why?
Why?
It's Christmas.
I know. My turkey soup's on and my gravy and all sorts.
So you said your carcass is...
I've sent you a picture.
Your carcass is smouldering or something.
I've sent you a picture of my carcass smouldering. Moving swiftly on. February the 5th of next year, listen, it's 2015, would you believe? We feel so old. It's the Landlord Investment Show and it's returning to Ashford International Hotel on February the 5th. It's a free event. I love a free event. It's 7 seminars being held throughout the JA by leading industry experts, and there's 40 plus professional services exhibiting. And there'll be that's including legal services, buy-to-let mortgages, landlord insurance, and much, much more. You turned me down?
Yeah.
Was I booming?
No, I was just playing.
Please don't play with me live on air. Included on the day, you've got investment zone, you've got investment opportunities ranging from student house hubs, townhouses.
It's easy for you to say.
Townhouses and apartments throughout the UK. What's a hub? So they just get a little room, do they? A little wet room thing. Like something out of IKEA.
Quite possibly. A little hub.
Just a little sort of cell with a...
It's a little hub, possum.
Little hub with a...
Why she always sound like Dame Edna when she does? She's like, what is it?
It's a little hub.
It's a little hub, darling.
So they have a little cell with a little single measly metal bed and then some sort of toy.
I think you're making that up.
And a wet room.
I think you're making that up.
Something like an IKEA house.
IKEA. Yeah.
That's what the French say, IKEA.
IKEA.
I'm getting all cosmopolitan. There's a morning network event, listener. He does try and distract me, doesn't he, Adrian?
Yep.
9 a.m. to 10 a.m. But I keep going on, don't I, Adrian?
Yep.
She does keep going on.
Yeah, keeps going on.
That is something we can definitely attest to. She does go on quite a lot, doesn't she?
Now, look, this is very apt, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
Guess who sent this in, and it's Christmas?
Go on.
Holly O'Brien.
Oh, you nice
see?
One.
You see where I'm going
with
that?
Yeah.
Events manager, digital marketing consultant, and her website is, or their website is, www.landlordinvestmentsshow.co.uk. So again, to recap, that's February the 5th, because there were so many interruptions. February the 5th, next year, free event, 7 seminars, 10 a.m. to 4:15. Fabulous.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Business Community Breakfast has tweeted, we're listening to Vanilla Web, Jewel Sirkin, AK Pet Services and Clean Tech on the Business Bunker Show. Why not tweet to join in the fun? So thank you for that, guys, at the Business Community Breakfast Networking Group.
Fun.
This is fun, Jules.
I think I need a little top-up.
Yeah, I'm quite sure you do.
In that case.
Right, we're going to play some more tunage, some more Christmas-related tunage.
What we got? Oh, now, this sounds like Ridgely. Come on, Adrian. Come on, John. Andrew Ridgely and George Michaels.
Wham.
Yeah. Andrew Ridgely is a surfer now, isn't he?
Something like
down
that.
Down in the West Country.
Something like that.
George goes out a lot.
Save me from tears. Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. A bit of Wham there, last Christmas. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin on this, the last show of 2014 of the Business Bunker Show. We will be back, obviously, in 2015 on January the 6th. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time, Mr. John Lynham of Cleantech. John, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for inviting me, Paul and Jules. It's been great.
Yeah. Let's start off by talking about you're a cleaning company. You specialise, you do lots of different things, but one of the things we want to talk to you about today is your floor cleaning business. So why don't you kick us off by telling us about that, tell us a bit about your business, tell us about what you do, how long you've done it, where you're based, all that kind of stuff.
Well, we started off 8 years ago as a carpet cleaning business. We built a franchise through that, and then we just basically, as time has gone on, we've evolved into doing more different floorings. Now we're doing wood, stone, right, vinyl, rubber, anything basically on a floor we can clean, maintain, restore. We also sell maintenance programs and all the products to keep the floors clean, because there's no point in sealing all the floors up and then using the wrong chemicals to clean them, because you can do a lot of damage to them.
Right.
So we do maintenance programs and quite a lot of things as well to do with the flooring.
Do you indeed? Do you know, I hadn't realised that. I need to talk to you. I've got a job for you.
Yeah, you've got floors that need cleaning.
I've got a job. I've got a real problem floor. And it's probably because I did what John just said, probably cleaned it with the wrong thing.
Mm.
I've got, in my bathroom, I've got a slate, black slate floor.
Well, that sounds lovely, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, it was, but in my house, I get really bad...
wind?
Limescale staining, yeah. And, okay, it's just a question of cleaning it off, but there's a patch of my tiles where it's actually got into the tile, and it's actually stained the tile, and I guess that's because they weren't sealed properly in the first place.
But does it look all white?
Yeah, it's all white, yeah.
What would you say about that, John?
Well, there could be another problem to it as well, because the area has got a lot of hard water in it, and it can actually be limestone or calcium in the limestone that's eating into the flooring, so although we could probably clean it and restore it,
yeah,
there could be a lot of damage due to limestone and the nature of the hard water.
Yeah.
And it could also be what you use to clean it as well with, because yeah, some people just go to the cupboard and think, oh, that's great, we'll put that on the floor.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what I did try to get it off with at one point, because I went into a shop and asked, and they told me to use lemon juice.
Or vinegar.
So I got down with a scrubbing brush and some lemon juice. It didn't work at all, though. Didn't clean it. Oh, you've gone off, have you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm plugging stuff in. Just carry on.
Oh, he's back now.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jules pulled his headphones out. Thank you, Jules.
I've got a little cartwheel of things on my knee here, listener.
Sorry about that, John.
That's all right.
So you wouldn't use vinegar, white vinegar or lemon juice?
No.
So I make little paste of bicarb soda and water and vinegar.
I think it was John was referring to you as being one of the customers that caused him grief. What I'll do is I'll give you a call in the new year, John. You can come and have a look.
Oh, lovely, thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Slate is beautiful, though, isn't
yes,
it? I mean, I was looking at doing a slate floor. Mm. Very nice.
We can clean it, and then we go back. Usually when it dries out, you need to give it 24 hours to dry out, and then put sealers on it,
yeah,
and then that'll seal it up, and then, provided you use the stuff we supply or recommend, then you'll never strip it again.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I need to talk to you.
You might as well just stay in the guest bedroom, go out with him yeah, for the night and tend to do.
Yeah, and then every now and again I'll go, John, do the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Wake up, have bacon, egg. And
yeah, do the floor.
So
that's slate that you can sort out, but you were saying that you moved on from carpet cleaning and stuff like that, and you do a whole range of different cleaning. So funnily enough, I'm talking about my house, but that's the only house I've got, so, you know, I tend to talk about it, because I've also got wood floors, and I've got old oak floorboards. So what kind of things do you recommend for that?
Mm. Well, funnily enough, we've got a maple floor that we've just done in a prestigious hotel chain that we've stripped the whole 110 square metres of gymnasium right back to the to its natural state, and then we've resealed that with three layers of sealant, and then two layers of anti-slip on it as well, so that's going to be used in the gym. So it's a similar sort of thing for any type of flooring. With the oak flooring, again, we can strip that back to the bare wood and then put the three layers of sealant on it, and then again just two layers of polish and protector, and then just give you the right stuff to keep it maintained and clean. So basically, if you put any sort of wood floor or laminate or anything on, once we seal it up, if you use our systems and that to do it, then you'll never sand a floor again as long as you live. And it's the same with vinyls as well, especially in schools and anti-slip flooring.
I'm fascinated by anti-slip flooring. Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, it's a name for something, but it's not actually... Anti-slip is basically so you can't slide on it, but it's a bit of a misleading thing, really, because if you put water between two surfaces, and you can slip on it anyway, so... Yeah. But an anti-slip flooring, is by name... It's just so that it makes it harder to slip on and you slide, but people, it's not actually if you...
It's not
some,
foolproof.
No, it's not foolproof. Yeah, if you put something between two surfaces, it will still slide.
Yeah, so but if you went in there on roller skates, you're going to fall over, basically.
Yes, but some people think, oh, because it's got anti-slip on it, and there's all sorts on the floor, and they slip on it, so it's... There's a surface in between your foot and the floor. There could be something there.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know, there's a lot to be said for... There's a lot of reclamation yards around that have these beautiful old school floors, the old parquet floors and things like that. Mm. So if someone were to buy something similar that needs, you know, reclaiming or that it's reclaimed, you could then go in situ, they'd get it laid, and then you'd clean it all up? Or do you clean it all up before they get it laid, or what's best?
Well, basically, we can go into a new laid floor and then seal it up and that, but a lot of people are doing that now. Or if the parquet flooring is worn in places, we can take the wood out of it and replace it and then sand it all back and reseal it as well. So we can do restoration work like that as well.
Mm. Have you got underfloor heating under your slate, Paul Andrews?
No.
Because that's another thing. So how would you... Because I wanted a... I actually was looking at having slate in my hallway because I live on the seafront, so you're going to get... shaggy old dog coming in, you know, wet, shaking everywhere.
Sand.
So, sand, pebbles we've got.
Pebbles.
Whitstable. But, yeah, you do get bits of gritty sand. So, I was looking at a parquet floor, really like a parquet floor, but I wanted some sort of underfloor heating because I ripped up all the... I didn't like the radiators. What would you suggest for a sort of... that sort of thing that gets quite a lot of traffic, but it's got the sand and the wind element and the salt as well?
So we could still, as I say...
And an incontinent dog, don't forget.
Oh, that's not a problem, because it would just lay on top of the surface. So basically, the underfloor heating won't affect it at all. It just makes it breathable. All the products are breathable anyway, so... Mm-hmm. And they can stretch, obviously, with humidity and that as well. The floors expand and contract, so all the stuff on the floor will move with it, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
So would you go for a wood or a slate? Only because I can't make up my mind.
Well, it all depends what... you prefer, really, to be honest with you. If it's a lounge, I've never seen anybody put slate floor in a lounge yet, but they tend to put slate in kitchens or maybe bathrooms. But if you was going to use wood, I would put a wood in a lounge or a dining room, but slate more or less in a kitchen or a hallway. Mm. But I've never seen anybody put slate floor in a kitchen, in a lounge yet. But
They do. I mean, the only place you see slate or tiles like that on a living room floor is in the Mediterranean.
Where
they're trying to keep the house cool.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little house on a mountain in Spain, and when anybody stays there, we let mates stay there, they always break about 85 things because they're not used to the terracotta. You know, you drop anything on terracotta, it's broken.
Yeah.
And so we always get back, and there's about 50 jugs they've bought. You know, sorry, you broke this, broke that. But terracotta's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. John, I want to kind of expand on what you're telling us about your business as a whole now. In terms of the cleaning business, whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Dartford.
Okay, and do you specialise in domestic? Do you do commercial? Do you do both? How does it work?
We do both, but we're looking to expand into commercial. Mm. We're looking at older buildings, particularly old schools, historic buildings. We'd like to get into, especially National Trust buildings.
Right. Okay.
Things like that. Domestic market is quite small, really, compared with what we want to achieve in the commercial markets. We've got, as I say, a prestigious hotel chain involved now, and that's the sort of markets we want to go into.
Okay. I was interested when you said listed buildings and old buildings and stuff like that. Is there a category of listed flooring, as it were? I mean, obviously, if it's a Roman mosaic or something, but, I mean, is there types of floors where, like English Heritage, will come along and go, you can't put stuff on that because it's an original Tudor floor or whatever?
Well, original floors, we can treat them and clean them as in the same way as with normal floors. Our system is totally harmless. We use brushes and we suck all the moisture up as we go along.
Oh, right, okay.
So any floor, really, we could clean mosaics, limestone, flagstone, There's no end to it, really. I mean, some of it is damaged beyond repair, some of it, but we just have to be a bit more careful with it. But there's nothing really we can't clean.
Right, okay. So there's nothing we can't... You heard it here, folks. There's nothing they can't clean.
What about... I know you said floors, but what about tiles on bathrooms, on the walls?
Would you be involved with that or not? No, we've never done a tile on the bathroom. I should have assumed you'd be able to do it. Most of them are ceramic. So, no, we haven't...
J-cloth, Jules, is all you need for that. J-cloth with some flash. I mean, come on. It's not that difficult. Yeah.
You're living in the 1970s.
No. Spray flash. It's good stuff.
I only use eco. A lovely eco-friendly that doesn't affect your breathing and all that.
So is that right?
Yeah. But talking about limescale, makes a hell of a lot of damage, doesn't it, limescale, in the hard water?
Limescale is one of the worst problems we come across because... It's just so hard, and water is so hard and around here that it depends how well the floor's been cleaned and maintained over the years. I mean, we've been to places where all they've used to clean it for 7 years is water.
Right.
When the calcium that has just eaten into the flooring, and they say, well, why don't it look brand new? And said, well,
you've been destroying it systematically.
Somebody slipped over on one floor and it took 7 years for them, and then they come running to us, well, what's the problem? And said, well, it's the way you've cleaned it for 7 years, basically.
Absolutely. Cool. It's fascinating stuff, and I know you do lots more, and there are other things that we're going to get you back on in the new year to talk about, because we were having a long discussion about nanotechnology and stuff like that. I don't know if you want to just say a quick few words about nanotechnology, because it is
fascinating.
Subject.
Basically, I've been involved with some development chemists in Germany who unfortunately got killed in a road accident a month ago.
Oh, that's bad.
We've been doing things that could put... on windows and glass to keep heat in or heat out, saving up to 20% on electricity bills. We've always got some friends that have got horses that have had a lot of trouble with horses eating all the wood.
They chew the wood to pieces. It's because they're bored, is it?
Yeah, so they get, especially in the winter, they've got nothing to do. They dress it. It's a big problem, and we've got some treatments on some trial areas that we've got some friends doing, and they've reported that the animals don't go anywhere near it.
So what do you coat it with, or is that a secret?
It's just a specialist product we import from Germany.
So it's a secret?
Well, I've got sheets that says what's in it, but I know.
But we wouldn't know.
Well, you can look at the sheets, but no.
Again, it's working?
Yes.
And you think it might work with our alpacas?
Well, we were more than willing to give it a try.
Yeah, little experiment. If you want to find out more about John's business, go to www.cleantech.co.uk, and he is on the Twitter Clean Tech Limited, and you can contact him there to find out more about it. Oh, it's a Clean Tech TECK. I do apologise, listener.
There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to John's website, on both the homepage, on today's show page 205, and in the general community pages, so do check them out. And do give them a follow on the Twitter.
Yeah.
John, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. I'm going to give you a call in the new year and get you over to come and sort out my bathroom slate tiles, because I need a good sorting out.
Just put some chalk on it.
Well,
thanks for inviting me, and I've really enjoyed it, and I would like to wish everybody who knows me out there a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year to you all. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, John. Thank you. Stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. We've had loads more tweets. We've got a few more emails to read. Let's kick off with a couple of tweets. Samson Gas, Danny and the guys at Samson Gas are listening in.
Going to Elton John as well.
Yeah, and Danny says, I hope your guests are enjoying their time on the Business Bunker Show. So thank you for that, Danny. At Samson Gas, if you've got any boiler problems over the next few weeks, you know where to go. Danny and the team.
He'd know about limescale, wouldn't he?
He probably would.
Yeah.
Frontier Funds. Launch. Top 10 ones to watch. Gavin Serkin, Travels with Mark Mobius, frontierfunds.org. Sign up for February 2015. I think that's when the book's published, I believe.
It is.
And Alex Waterton of the of F Keys fame, the brilliant Microsoft trainer over there in Medway, has sent us a tweet, says, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and a big thank you to Vanilla Webb, Jules and all the team and guests on Business Bunker Radio during 2014. Alex, thank you so much. You're a great supporter of this show, and we really, really do appreciate all your support, and you're a fabulous bloke. And anybody, and I mean anybody out there, that has Microsoft Office products, that's all of you. There's a hint there. That's nearly all of you. You need to talk to Alex, because that man knows more tips, tricks, and performance-enhancing doodads than any other person alive. And he's a great, great teacher, and it's a fabulous thing to do. He came over a few months ago and went over my email account with me, and it was unbelievable what he showed me how to do. It made my life so much easier. Do you know, I even got around to answering some of my emails, which I hadn't done for months.
You haven't answered any of mine.
No, I wouldn't answer yours. I'd delete yours straight away. He showed me how to do that. Yes. He showed me how to take anything coming in from Jules and put it straight in my junk box.
How
which
very
is
rude.
Brilliant. Yeah, it was brilliant. I halved my mailbox straight away, so thank you for that.
That's awful.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He does save time and money, though, Alex.
He does indeed. We've had a tweet from Kessa Herbert.
Hello.
And for some reason, it won't let me tweet it again or talk to her, so I don't know. Maybe she's got a locked account. But anyway, she says she's enjoyed listening to Cleantech. So thank you for that, Kerry. And Caroline and Liz, the Riverford Organic sisters, and they say, are you going to share your carrots with Rudolph? No.
I think he's eaten the whole tea.
No, I'm going to eat them all myself, and I've almost finished as well.
How big is that bag that I gave you? It's about 4 kilos or something.
4 kilos, yeah.
Yeah.
4 candles. Telcare Limited have said, that's Telcare, the telecommunications people over there at Medway City Estate, have said happy Christmas to Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin and all the Business Bunker and everyone on Channel Radio. And that's from Lisa and the team. Thank you so much for that. And again, Telcare are our big supporters of the radio show here.
Haven't they just moved offices?
They have indeed. They've moved next door. Mm. Well, they haven't moved. They've expanded.
Right. Okay.
Well, I believe they've expanded. They've taken over next door.
And they just had a Christmas party. That must have been the, you know, the celebration for the new move.
Yeah. I think Adrian just wants to say a word about
Hello,
that as
Adrian.
Well.
Hello, Adrian. Yes, do.
Yeah, I just basically would like to a big thank you to Lisa at Telcare. Sometimes it's very hard when you're running a business by yourself to get ideas over and make right decisions. But over this past year, I've had quite a difficult year driving forward with the business, and Lisa's been a very good ear to talk to and advise. So thank you very much for your support, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I endorse that as well. Lisa's a great, great person for helping other people, not just in the business community, but in all kinds of different ways. She's very involved in encouraging young people into business as well, and with young entrepreneurs and the young enterprise, as well as helping local people, as Adrian says. So, Lisa, big up to you. You're great. Well done.
She is.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Alex Waterson again, who says, if you get a new Windows 8 laptop for Christmas and you want to learn how to set it up and make it work, I'm your man. F Keys, 01634 512 345. Follow Alex on the Twitter at F Keys and find out how to set up your new Windows 8 laptop that you're going to get for Christmas. I didn't know he knew they were getting that.
Award-winning software system for computer and mobile sees a surge in users since adding new job management features. Auto Alert, who are makers of software that helps companies handle remote workforces efficiently, recently announced its 20,000th user. The Auto Alert software combines job management, GPS tracking. What's GPS stand for?
Geo positioning satellite.
Memory like an elephant.
I was doing something else when you asked me that.
I know, but you've still got memory like an elephant.
Global positioning satellite.
Instant messaging functions to help companies organise off-site staff and jobs. And recent upgrades to its job management features have resulted in a surge in new users. The company was founded in 2004 and has seen steady growth. The most popular auto alert features allow workers to send and receive information about jobs via their mobile phone app, and this information is saved in a central database, giving managers visibility over all open jobs and access to real-time updates from workers. So that would be quite good for you, John. If you had your team out cleaning floors and all that, you could sort of keep tabs on them, make sure they weren't just lying on a bale of hay somewhere, snoozing.
As they do.
Drinking cider. Yeah. So to find out more, there's Richard Harris, who's the director, And he said, we're thrilled to have reached 20,000 users, and the company's put lots of work into figuring out ways to make our customers' lives easier. We've got big plans for growth in 2015, and we will keep on evolving Auto Alert. You can find out more, www.autoalert.me.uk, and Twitter is at Auto Alert. Very interesting, that.
Fantastic. For those of you that are regular listeners, you'll remember a little while back we had an email from Gillingham Football Club about their progress in the Johnson's Paint Trophy.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be pleased to know that those of you that don't, and who doesn't, that they actually won the game against Orient.
Did they?
Yep. So we've now got another email from the folks at Gillingham, and they say, hey, Business Bunker, we've reached the Southern Area final of the Johnson's Paint Trophy, and we'll face Bristol City here at the Mems Priestfield Stadium on Tuesday the 6th of January, kick-off at 7:30pm. We have great value hospitality packages available for this match at a special price. For a platinum sponsor, which is for 10 people, it's £850. An executive box, which also holds 10 people, is a measly £300. And the Champions Lounge is just £35 ahead. For full details of each package, please view our commercial brochure on gillinghamfootballclub.com. And that's from Nick Nicolaou, who is the General Sales Manager at Gillingham Football Club. And you can email Nick at nick@priestfield.com. But if you want to book one of those packages to go and see the Southern Area final of the Johnson's Paint Trophy, Gillingham versus Bristol City, on the evening of Tuesday the 6th of January, then go to the website www.gillinghamfootballclub.com and find out about their membership packages. And that sounds incredibly good value for money for a cup final.
I think Adrian's got a bit of kennel cough, don't you?
Do you think so?
A little tickle.
He's got doggy cough,
yeah,
has he?
Kennel cough.
Yeah, he's been in those doggy drops again, has he?
He's feeling rough.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Kent Healthy Business Awards, talking of your cough, Adrian. Free business breakfast. I'd go anywhere for a free breakfast, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Improving economic performance through people and the environment.
Do you know I'm going to have another carrot?
Go on, how many have you had now?
Oh, only three or four.
I think you should wash them first. I was going to buy you the scrubbing brush.
Were you?
To go with it. There is a little organic scrubbing brush as well.
Is there, indeed? Yeah. An organic scrubbing brush.
Not
any old plastic scrubbing brush, but an organic scrubbing brush. That's one that grows in the wild, is it?
Don't peel them, though, because you lose all the goodness from the skin. But
is that right?
I would recommend scrubbing them or washing them. Anyway, as I was saying, improving economic performance through people and environment. You have a carrot. Work towards a healthier business, they say. So this is Kent County Council's free self-assessment framework, 7:30 to 10 in the morning. And it's Ashford on Thursday the 22nd of January at the Coniston Hotel, Sittingbourne, on Tuesday the 10th of February. So there's two venues. One is the 22nd of January at Kent Invicta Chamber in Ashford, and the other is Coniston Hotel, Sittingbourne, on the 10th of February, which is a Tuesday. So you could go there, and then you could listen to Scoff and Quaff, the Superior Show, 11 to 12, and then tune into Business Bunker.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Lawyer Fair. I think I may have mentioned that earlier, because we were talking about their duck being on air again. And we've also had a tweet from Alamo Restaurant. It's a great show. Happy Christmas, Whitstable. Love from Ali, Mo and the team.
I see.
Happy Christmas, Whitstable.
They're just saying where they're based, aren't they?
Oh, I think. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
It's just a little hashtaggy thing, isn't it?
Okay.
I'm having my Christmas party there tomorrow. Are you coming? You haven't even bothered to answer. I expect you're busy, are you?
I didn't know you invited me.
Yeah, I've invited you about 185 times.
Yeah, but I just told you I send all of the messages you send me straight to my junk folder.
I think you'll find that Alimo tweeted you yesterday and said, are you coming?
Yeah, but it had your name in it, and that's what it does. It picks out anything that says Jules, it can boof straight in there, delete.
The lovely Ken Lloyd is going. The lovely John Sykes is going.
Unfortunately, I can't go, no.
I thought you'd have family. I thought you'd probably be in the choir.
I'm working. It's a work day
Christmas
tomorrow.
Eve.
Yeah.
Well, I'm working. I'm making my gravy and all that. And then I'm going at 2 p.m.
Work. Yeah. It's what parts of work around our place. a salt in a carcass.
I am cooking.
Well, you know, wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, Adrian knows. There are some dodgy carcasses in her wardrobe, I tell you. They're all in tattered uniforms as well.
I am cooking for 8 on Christmas Day, Adrian. So
yeah, that's just her going now.
So that's awful. So I will be going to Alimur at 2 p.m. for my Christmas party.
You're having a Christmas tagine, are you?
On my own, probably.
You're having turkey tagine, are you?
Yeah, turkey tagine. And I'm having something gorgeous, I can't remember. I haven't chosen yet. Anyway, the next meetup is at Faversham. Now, they've got Mark Thatcher. I don't think it's the Mark Thatcher.
No.
But there is a Mark Thatcher gang. He's an illustrator and a cartoonist.
He's an artist, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, a cartoonist. And also Kevin Grist is there, who's from the Arts Council, and he's going to be talking about grants for the arts funding. So you can find out more from Natalie Bonnet. Natalie Bonnet.
Yeah.
Bonnet.
Yeah.
With a little, avocat, something French, maybe an escargot. So her website is www.kentcreativelive.org, and that is on, when is it? 13th of January, Tuesday, 9:30 to 12:30, so pre-business bunker.
Is it indeed?
Definitive Rat Pack is going to open the Open Air Classical Summer Concert at Leeds Castle. And they're best known as the original cast members of the Rat Pack live from Las Vegas. They wowed audiences in London's West End and on international tours, including the USA and Canada. And they epitomise cool in the 1960s. Is that an alpaca above us? I keep hearing
yeah,
scraping.
Yeah, they're parachuting them in.
So there's their own more personal show, and members Stephen Triffitt, Mark Adams, and George Daniel Long are undoubtedly among the world's finest interpreters of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr.
I did a Frank Sinatra impersonation the other night.
Did you?
Yeah, well, you were there. You took a photograph of it. Yeah, you took a photograph of it. You made me wear that stupid hat. Yeah.
I thought you looked fab in that hat. I don't know why you moaned about it. Thank you. You look fab.
Really?
Anyway, this is on 31st December. I think you looked a bit more like Arthur Daly, actually.
Exactly. That's exactly what she means.
It's quite, if you'd have had the sheepskin. Anyway, picnic style, £32. Early bird offer. You can get this before the 31st of December. Or seated, £42. I prefer seating, don't you, Adrian?
Yes.
Because once you get down, you can't get up again unless you've had a few bottles, and you can spring up. www.heritage-events.co.uk, and that is on the 11th of July, so that's a diary date.
Fantastic. We had a tweet from Samson Gass again that says, I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to all the guests, and I've just found Cleantech's Twitter and followed it, so thank you for that. Also, some new listeners, Roland Leg Property.
Nude listeners?
New. Don't get excited. No. Roland Leg Property, specialist letting agents in West Kent. So thank you for joining us. Who else we got here? Can't find anyone else.
Better Bodies Baird. Trainers go all out for new charity calendar. You should do this. Let's have a look. Perhaps one of the many reasons that many people go to the gym is to feel confident about showing off a tummy, or maybe that bikini body.
It's not the reason I go to the gym, let me tell you.
Or why do you go to the gym?
I'm not telling you.
To bare your body?
No. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, you don't have holidays. There's no point, isn't
there?
That's
true.
I mean, when do you wear your Speedos?
What?
When do you wear your Speedos? Only in the studio.
I only wear my Speedos in the studio,
exactly.
In the summer.
Or sometimes the odd conference.
Mm.
Anyway, it's about revealing a little more if things get intimate. I say. For the group of dedicated personal trainers at the Better Body Shop in Sevenoaks, it's more about uncovering their softer side, literally. They've decided to bare all in the name of charity for their new 2015 calendar. And the money raised through the calendar will go to support the important work of the Marcus Rutherford Trust Foundation, actually. And it's the Young Adult Cancer Trust. So that's Marcus Rutherford Foundation. And they say that Marcus was a brilliant young man and gifted musician, and he helped put the spotlight on the number of young adults who battle cancer every day, as well as new treatments not always available in the UK. And it's also clear he had a wonderful sense of humour, and we think the calendar would make him smile. That's lovely. This is from Chris Wharton, who's the director at the Better Body Group. And so the calendar features the trainers using everything from kettlebells to punch bags to barely cover their modesty. So to find out more, go to www.marcusrutherfordfoundation.co.uk.
Cool. Had a tweet from the Whitstable Stove Shop to say they're listening in, and also Jean Crew of JC Training is listening in, and we've got two or three more tweets coming in. Let's see what we've got here. The Marketing Eye have tweeted in. So thank you all of you guys for tweeting in and listening to the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you join us. I've got an email here from Pete Mills, and it says, "Dear Paul, please could you mention on your show about M&A Furnishings UK? We're currently trying to raise £40,000 on Crowdfunder, offering great rewards, so the greater the pledge, the bigger the reward. Also, M&A Furnishings currently have a Christmas sale of 35% off of everything, excluding home packages." And that's thank you. That's from Pete Mills, who's the Managing Director of M&A Furnishings. And by the look of their Crowdfunder page, they're trying to raise money to open another store. But you can go and find out about it by going to crowdfunder.co.uk/new-town-store. That's crowdfunder.co.uk/new-town-store, and look for M&A Furnishings. So thank you for that, Pete, and good luck with your fundraising.
That's really annoying. I've just been rummaging in my makeup bag.
Yeah.
Remember our Channel Radio Christmas party when I sported that lovely moustache?
Yeah.
It's completely disappeared.
You can't find it.
No, and
you've lost your moustache.
I had it this morning to
wear. She's lost her moustache, listener.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I think somebody's been in my makeup.
Jules without a moustache is not a pretty sight,
no,
let me tell you.
I know. It's gone, completely.
There you go. So, what have you got? Have you got...
Yeah, I have. So, there's an FSB Speed Networking and Meet the Mastermind event. It's on January the 14th, which is a Wednesday, listener. 5:30 to 8 p.m. and it's at the Tonbridge School, High Street. Do you say Tonbridge or Tunbridge?
Tunbridge.
Why do they spell it T-O-N then?
Oh, for goodness sake.
And why is Tunbridge Wells spelt T-U-N?
Is it different places?
Yeah, but it's all strange, isn't it?
No, different.
Kentish, because you pronounce them both the same, Tunbridge, but one is spelt Tonbridge.
Yeah.
So where did it come from? Can we find out? It fascinates me.
Does it? Well, the fact that you can't pronounce any Kent name and you've only lived here 122 years.
Well, don't you think, Adrian, you're my ally on this, why would you have a Tonbridge or a Tunbridge, Wells?
Because they're different things. One's just because they're pronounced the same doesn't mean that they are the same. Here, here, here and here. There, there, there and there.
Yeah, well, I find it misleading.
One's raw and one's not.
Yeah, exactly. One's a barrel and one's a weight.
Anyway... January the 14th, 5:30 to 8, Tonbridge School, High Street, Tonbridge, Kent, TN9 1JP. And then they've also put United Kingdom. Not quite sure where they put that.
We used to do that at school. United Kingdom, Europe, the Earth, planet, solar system, Milky Way,
but that
universe.
That was when you were 8.
Yeah, exactly.
You left school when you were 8 and went up a chimney or something.
Exactly.
Is that our guest yawning then? I'm sure I heard.
Yeah, you're boring everyone.
Anyway, you can meet the mastermind. There's social media with fabulous Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media. There's employment law. There's auto-enrolment with Steve Kilfoyle. Squirrel financial planning. Business banking with Barclays. Growth accelerator. Tax, customs and excise with Chris Gaze of Rift, the lovely Rift. Export UK T1 and National Apprenticeship Scheme, Tunbridge Council and the Federation of Small Businesses Membership Advisors will all be there January 14th. Book a mastermind slot, email office.kent at F for Freddie, S for Sugar, B for Bertie.org.uk.
Fantastic. Have you got many more emails left?
No, but what's annoying me is my new husband, who's broken up.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jules. Announcing it on the radio.
No, he's broken up for Christmas.
Oh, I see.
He's driving me mad. Number one, he's been playing the Pogues non-stop. Or no, somebody else.
I heard something about, what's his face from the Pogues? Sean, what's his face?
Oh, yeah. McGowan. Has he sobered up?
McGowan.
Sean McGowan.
Yeah. Has he sobered up?
No, no. Apparently, he was actually born in Pembury.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Don't know how that works. I thought he was Irish.
Yeah, I thought he was Irish.
But apparently, he was born in Pembury. And for your information, Jules, Pembury is on the outskirts of Tunbridge Wells.
And you'd say Pembury, probably.
Yeah.
Where he keeps texting me throughout the show.
Who's Sean McGowan?
New husband at G Sirkin at Frontier Funds, saying, just sold, you know, I've put a load of stuff on eBay, dining chairs that were in excess. We had too many.
Right.
Little zebra skin ones I had. Not real zebra, Adrian. And then lovely little leather ones. And he keeps saying, you know, I've got Bonnie coming round. He's got these women all going round all day.
Go for it, Gav.
Plus the turkeys arrived.
Yeah. Blimey.
He must have his own wardrobe then,
Yeah.
For the turkey.
Yeah.
Explore Your Diamonds. This sounds interesting. This is an event that's being held at the following time, date and location by Talent Dynamics. It's January the 26th, 9:30 to 12, GMT. And this is from Donna Still at Ultimate Life Events. And everyone has fundamental right to experience flow. Talent Dynamics is a business development tool that gets results fast. So again, that's Monday 26th, Donna Steele at Ultimate Life Events. Details on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fantastic. Well, we're kind of just about at the end of the show, really.
Done and dusted.
Have you got any emails left?
No, done and dusted.
Well done. So it's good when it all comes together nicely, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're just about at the end of the show, at the end of the year. Another year has passed. That's five glorious years of the Business Bunker Show, entering into our sixth year next year. We will be back with you on January the 6th with a great lineup of guests. And there's going to be lots of changes in the new year. And I will tell you about them as we roll out.
Yes, but you'll be the co-presenter, I'll be the presenter. That's the first one.
Oh, no, I haven't told you, have I?
No. Am I out? On my ear.
What we're doing, listener, a lot of people have asked us about extending the show to 2 hours. And one of the reasons I was reticent is because an awful lot of you obviously listen again. And I thought 2 hours was quite a long time to take out of your busy schedules to listen again. So the lovely Sue Nelson at Rift Accounting came up with a brilliant idea to sort that out. And I don't know why I haven't thought about it myself. So what we're going to do is we are going to extend the show to 2 hours in the new year. But we're going to split up the listen again into at least two parts and maybe four parts to make it easier. Listenable to as and when you want to do that.
Edit out most of yours, I would say.
No, I'm not going to edit out anything. I'm just going to have, you know,
chunks.
Either 2 1-hour shows or 4 half-hour bits that you can find, and we'll make it much more searchable. And just to let you know, we are completely redeveloping the Business Bunker website over the next few weeks as well, so bear with us on that. We're going to have a complete redesign, and we're going to move forward and do lots of interesting things. And there's loads of interesting things coming up, and we're going to add some new features to the show as well, starting in January too. So do watch out for that, because there's lots of interesting stuff happening.
Back on January the 6th, listener.
We are indeed.
Scoff and Quaff at 11 to 12.
Absolutely. So we will be back, as Jules says, on January the 6th with the first show of 2015. Coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 3 o'clock we have Mr. Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then at 7 o'clock you can hear again a repeat of the Boys Down the Pub show featuring the Channel Radio Christmas Panto.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is. So that's on at 7 o'clock tonight, along with the Boys Down the Pub. And then there's also a repeat after that of Mr. Jamie Andrews with 17 hand-picked, brilliant new tracks on the New Potato Show. That's coming up for the rest of today. All the shows will be back live and on air on January the 6th. We have a full programme over the Christmas holidays, of course, but with some Christmas special shows as well. Jules is on a third bottle of Prosecco, so we need to get off. But thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been Jules Sirkin. Our guest today, Mr. Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services, and Mr. John Lynham of Cleantech. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.